Gather round, everybody, for you're about to hear the show that's gonna make you smile for me.
Break the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
On your radio, he plays the old and new, the swinging and the blue. He plays all the records, especially for you.
Strike the Box with Chris.
Let's go! Go!
Than Jack the Ripper. She bloodier than Bluebeard. No one is safe in The Teenage Psycho Meets Bloody Mary, filmed in sensational Bloody Vision. Movie monsters come alive and go into the audience. You are suddenly surrounded by monsters. You become a party to the horror in The Teenage Psycho Meets Bloody Mary, starring Cash Flagg in bloody color.
Yeah. is as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
This is the time to give you a reason. This is the time to bare my soul. This is the time to tell you the real truth.
Hey everybody, it's Chris with a little short version of Strike the Box this week. Usually I do a show every other week, a two-hour show, and since we got this COVID thing going on, I figured, and we're doing pre-recorded shows, I want to try and do a short version on the weeks that I usually are not on, just so maybe if you're stuck at home or not much going on, you can tune in real quick and hopefully show will put a smile on your face, or maybe you'll just go screaming after the show. Who knows? Oh, okay. Well, we just finished up there with Unloved with This Is The Time off their Guilty of Love LP from 2016. They're from the UK, and you can hear that song on the Killing Eve soundtrack. We started things off with a band from Switzerland, I think? 45 Rally with Grouchy Fauci off of their Tweets for My Sweet EP that you can get at Rumbar Records. And let's see, yep, Switzerland's 45 rally stole all of their song titles from presidential tweets. Sad, the failing times. Let's see, some of the songs on this EP is Bigly, Bad Hombre, Pocahontas, Sad, Witch Hunt, oh, I can't say that one, and some new ones that they've just put in, Alabama Hurricane, Whistleblower, Easter Parade, and Grouchy Fauci. And we sandwiched in there some association with Along Comes Mary, probably my very favorite association song. I try to sing along to that, and I always just kind of break down when I'm trying to sing. Not break down, like crying, I just can't do the lyrics. I believe the song is also about marijuana. Released back in 1966. So let's get back to some music. Like I said, this is a kind of quickie version of Strike the Box. And hopefully you will enjoy it.
been so good to me. You know you make me wanna lift my hands up.
In the village. What do you want? Information. Whose side are you on? That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information.
You won't get it. By hook or by crook, we will. Who are you? The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Sing this.
Finished up that set with some Devo, or Devo, depending how you want to call them, with 37 from way back in 1975. And you can get that off their Hardcore Volume 2 CD. Brother Jim Mothersbaugh is probably doing the backing vocals, and he probably may be the drummer on that, because their drummer was Jungle Jim, or the Brother Jim Mothersbaugh, back in 74-75 before Alan Myers took over. Started things off with some Hank Ballard and the Midnighters with Finger Poppin' Time from 1960 off the King label. Made it to number 49 in the Billboard charts back in 1960. And we followed that up with some Jittery Jack and Amy Griffin on guitar with Dance, Adrienne, Dance. At least I think that's how you pronounce it, Adrienne. I had to listen to that a few times. You can get off LP off of the Rumbar label. Name of the LP is Going to Have a Time with Jittery Jack and Amy Griffin on guitar. And I think I mentioned that my first set of music, 45 Rally, who did Grouchy Fauci, is also on the Rumbar label. We followed that one up with some Isley Brothers with Shouts, Parts 1 and 2. Now, if you had the 45 from RCA Victor, Side 1 was Part 1, Side 2 was Part 2. That song probably gained a lot of attention when you watched Animal House and you saw Otis Day and the Knights performing it. Anyways, then we got into some numbers. We got the Neats with 6, Boston band. I believe that came out in 1981, 82. Not 100% sure, but it might have been the Ace of Hearts label. Obviously, we got it off the do-it-yourself Mass Ave scene. From, I believe, Rhino Records. And as I said, we finished up with some 37 by Devo. I think I'm going to go driving around in this next block of songs. Will you join me? Come on, let's go. Let's go for a ride. You're listening to Chris. This is Strike the Box, the quickie version, on WMFO Medford 91.5 and on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
Cars, top dealers, and 2373 Vegas.
Bruce Larson, USA 1.
Frankie Econo.
Heavy Underclass.
The Paddy Wagon.
Barrutas.
Don John Shoemaker Stardust.
Marina Machine.
With E.G. and Y.
Art Arfon.
G.B. Tommy Imo.
A Jade Grenade.
Big Daddy Don Garland.
And a guy and a girl will each win a 73 Vegas set up by New England Speed Equipment, Brighton Avenue, Alston.
Willys.
Jets.
Pro Stocks.
Funnies.
Jewelers.
Including Big Daddy Don Garland.
Maybe you'll win one of the Vegas.
Come early.
New England Dragway, Route 101, Epping, New Hampshire.
Sunday!
Story of the hot rod race when the Ford and the Mercury was setting a pace. That story's true, I'm here to say, cause I was a driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and use them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. Got a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, 411 gears that can really get lost. Got safety tubes and I'm not scared, the brakes are good and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they was standing still. Then all of a sudden, like the flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. The remark was made, that's the car for me. But within the taillight was all you could see. Well, the fellers ribbed me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twisted the speedometer cable off the end, had my foot feet clear to the floor, says that's all there is, ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck. I crossed my fingers just for luck. The fenders clicking, the guardrail post, the guys beside me, white as a ghost. I guess they thought I had lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road, they just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and I hope I could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. Corner with the tires on the side, you could feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly, and a Cadillac pulled over and let me by. Then all of a sudden the rod started knocking, down in the dip she started a rocking. I looked in the mirror and a red light was blinking, the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and they put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Dit, dit, shabba, ripa, beep, beep.
Red Corvette.
All right. Did you enjoy driving around there? With the top down? In the Corvette? Camaro? On dirty roads? In a hopped-up Lincoln? We finished up with the Ramones. Go, Little Camaro. Go. Song written by Dee Dee Ramone from the Halfway to Sanity LP, 1987. We started things with some Dean Landau with Top Down off his digital 4-pack that you can get at Bandcamp. Just check out Dean Landau Bandcamp. That's from 2019. Johnny Bond with his version of Hot Rod Lincoln. Originally done by Charlie Ryan back in 1956. Johnny Bond also made a version of it. And a lot of people know the Commander Cody version from 1971. But I enjoy the Johnny Bond version, I guess, more than anybody. B-52's Dirty Back Road off their Wild Planet LP, 1980. Some Ellie G and the Jets. Ellie G, also known as Ellie Greenwich. And she did a single back on the Madison label in 1961. And the B-side was Red Corvette. And that's why I figured I'd do Red Corvette and then go a Little Camaro. Driving around with the top down. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. Let me get back to the music because we're running out of time here.
east of my back. And the victim really won't come back. I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Running down the railway track. Could you help me? Police on my back. They would catch me if I dare drop back. Come and give me all the speed I had. I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What have I done? After running down the railway track, could you help me? Police on my back. They will catch me if I dare drop back. Come and give me all the speed I had. I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Running down the railway track. Yes, I'm running. Police on my back. Yes, I'm running. Police on my back. Yes, I'm running. Police on my back. Running down the railway track. Could you help me? Police on my back. They will catch me if I dare drop back. I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Running, police on my back. Yes, I'm a running. Police on my back. Yes, I'm a running. Police on my back. Yes, I'm a running. Police on my back. What have I done? Tell me. Please,
okay, hopefully you've enjoyed a quick version of Strike the Box this week. Started things off with some New York Dolls with Jet Boy by request off their self-titled New York Dolls LP from 1973. Police on My Back, made famous by The Clash, but the original version was done by The Equals back in 1968. I heard that the other day and I said, you know what, I gotta play, I think I've played The Clash version recently. I wanted to play The Equals version. So since we did play a song The Clash covered, I decided we'd throw in some Clash with 1977, which was the B-side of White Riot, released back in 1977. Hey, I just don't have a lot of time, and I just want to remember someone. Strike the Box started back in June 12th, 2001, and it was a DJ at WMFO who got me started. And sadly, I found out that she passed away earlier this year. Leslie Lombino, who used to do words and music, kind of fell into WMFO by accident one day. She said, bring some records. She taught me how to cue up some records. And the rest is history. So I'd be remiss if I didn't mention her with another anniversary of Strike the Box here on WMFO. Imagine that, June 12th, 2001, my first show. All right, I don't have a lot of time, and I do got to get moving out of here. So take care, everybody. Hopefully you're doing better. Hopefully each week that goes by will get better and better. I'm Chris. This is WMFO on Medford 91.5 FM and on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Take care, everybody.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?